Just like COVID-19 is contagious, pessimism is going to be contagious. Just like COVID-19 is contagious, optimism is going to be contagious. Winners are contagious. Losers are contagious. It's contagious on both ends of the spectrum.
Hey, welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast, where Manuel shares his business, marketing, and branding strategies he's used to build 7 to 8 figure businesses. All right, let's enjoy the show.
What could you say to somebody who knows that they are a pessimist, who knows that they think negatively, but they just can't seem to shift away from that negative pattern?
So here's the thing about the pessimist people. They're never going to stop being pessimists. Like, negativity is going to be a part of their lives forever unless they change their environment and the people that they have around them. Like, you can't be an optimist if you're surrounded by negative people. It's impossible. So one of the first things that you got to do to transition from a pessimist to an optimist, I can pretty much guarantee that anybody that's either watching this or reading this is not a pessimist, because a pessimist doesn't see any hope to making themselves better. That's just the way it is, right? Like, if you're a pessimist, you're not looking for books called Marketing Magic. You're not looking for like opportunities. You're a pessimist. You know, you're going to say that the government is out to get you, that the economy is not built to help you succeed, that the world is full of negativity and problems. And because of that, you're not going to do anything about it. So you stop reaching for opportunities. So the pessimists, there's a percentage of society that has negativity connected to them. And there's no way to avoid these people. Like, it's going to be a part of the world. You got to know how to experience and how to connect with these people and how to interact and what to do when they do get around you. And then you also got to know how to separate from these people, because when these people are around you, it tends to bring you down quite a bit. And it's something that drags you down. Just like there's a person that is an optimist or somebody that's positive, that's going to bring you up. That person that's a negative, pessimistic individual is going to drag you down. It works both ways, exactly in the same way. If somebody is reading this material, watching this video, and they want to stop being pessimistic, you got to surround yourself with the right people. You got to get in the right environment. You got to start connecting with other people that have a desire to be better. And it's incredible how that determines whether you're going to make it or not. Because if you're connected with the same people, and this is the reality. Anybody that's watching this, reading this, whatever that may be, sometimes those people that are around you are the reason why you can't expand, because they keep on giving you viewpoints that are not really positive viewpoints, and they keep you down. And they make you doubt your own self along the way. And sometimes these people are the closest ones. And I'm talking about from my own example. These ones can be your own siblings. They can be your own family. They can be your own mom, for all you know, that is consistently telling you how it's not possible for you to succeed, or telling you how it's not real, or telling you how things are difficult and how you better, you know, like, or even something that I get myself a lot. I'm working too hard, or I got to take it easy, or you got to lighten up a little bit, or you got to enjoy life. So there is no, to go back to your question, there is no simple answer for pessimists and optimists. A pessimist needs to change his environment. And if you're surrounded by a pessimist, you need to get away from that person, because then it's going to drag you down and you're going to become a pessimist yourself, because it is inevitable. These things are contagious. Just like COVID-19 is contagious, pessimism is going to be contagious. Just like COVID-19 is contagious, optimism is going to be contagious. Winners are contagious. Losers are contagious. It's contagious on both ends of the spectrum. That's just the way it is. So you got to be around the right people. Anybody that comes to my organization that is full of pessimistic attitudes and viewpoints, they're going to walk out of here right away, because they're not going to do well in a group that has an attitude of success, of winning, of getting through the barriers of life and persevering.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.